Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Amy Greensfelder, who's Executive Director of the Pro Bono Counseling Project. And Amy's here to tell us about some wonderful free help out there for folks that are going through any kind of anything. So, Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm really honored to have you because I believe that your organization is doing some of the best stuff out there for folks.
Thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Pro Bono Counseling Project?
Sure. We were founded 26 years ago. What we do is we provide free mental health services. So individuals who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford mental health services, we get them connected to a volunteer mental health provider in their community. We work all throughout the state of Maryland, and it really is a way for folks who maybe are experiencing problems with their deductible being too high, their copays being too high, to be able to get mental health services.
That's wonderful. And as executive director, your job is to make everything work, right?
Yes. Yeah. Keep the lights on. Keep the rent paid, the staff happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure that we have plenty of pens in the office.
Right,
make sure
yeah,
the funding's
right.
coming in. And
the trash
yep,
empty.
Yeah. Yeah. Recycling is on my duties.
Yeah. Great. Great. How long have you been with the project?
It's actually just been 2 months. So our founder, Barbara Anderson, she retired at the beginning of September, and I started then. So I've been in the position 2 months now. It's been just a wonderful organization to work for.
Wonderful, wonderful. How can somebody find out more information about the project?
We have a website, and so that's www.probonocounseling.org. Pro Bono Counseling is all one word, and it's one L. We also have a Facebook page that people can hop on, and that's if you just search Facebook for Pro Bono Counseling Project, you'll find us on Facebook, and you can like us so that you can continue to get our posts.
Okay, great. And a telephone number?
It's 410-825-1001.
Okay, great. You mentioned that your founder had just retired.
Yes.
Could you give us a little history?
Oh, sure. So a number of the professional societies in Maryland for the mental health providers back in the early 90s, at that point, it's funny how things are cyclical, right? They were talking about health care reform at that point. And so with the Clinton administration, they were really starting to see that health care reform was on the horizon. So the mental health care societies started to think, how is mental health going to fit into this new system that's being proposed? And so they first said, well, why don't we get together and do a needs assessment? Let's see whose needs aren't being met in the current system so that we can make sure those needs are met in whatever is going to be coming down through this healthcare reform. And so what they were finding is that even then, there was a group of people that were just falling through the gaps, people who didn't have insurance, people who were not qualifying for the public mental health systems, often because their income was too high or the kinds of distress they were experiencing weren't the same that would be served through the public mental health system. And so they found that there were these gaps. And the other thing they found in the needs assessment was that a number of the counselors in private practice were starting to fill those gaps. They were starting to see a counselor here or a client here or two on the side for free or a reduced price, or the person's insurance had stopped paying, but they still wanted to continue with the client.
So
putting all that information together, they said, why don't we come up with a systematic way at the state level to make sure that the clients who are being referred to the providers pro bono, they're screened, they're the appropriate ones for this. That way it spreads out the cases, so it's not just a few, few counselors who are willing to do this pro bono who started doing this aren't taking all of the cases. And so if every mental health provider in the state takes one or two, it really spreads out those cases and the needs are met better. And so that was how we started. And so my predecessor, she literally in those early days went door to door knocking on counselors' private practice doors saying, hey, we're starting this pro bono counseling project. Would you like to join? So it's really powerful that so now over the years, the numbers of volunteers have fluctuated. But right now it's over 700 mental health providers throughout Maryland volunteer with us, each
That's
taking
great.
A couple of cases a year.
So what's the eligibility?
So we do an income guideline. And so we don't typically just announce to the world what the income guideline is. We'd rather people call and do an assessment with them to find out if they qualify, because each person's situation can be so different. Each family is getting income from various sources, so we don't want to disqualify people if they hear, oh, I don't think I'm going to qualify. If you think that you'd qualify for free mental health services, give us a ring if this is something you're interested in. Again, that number is 410-825-1001. And one of our clinical staff will do a screening with you and find out if you do, in fact, qualify. So we do have income. And then we also we look for cases. It's typically depression, anxiety, mm-hmm. post-traumatic stress disorder, grief, people have experienced trauma. So the kinds of cases that would do well with an individual counselor. If the person has different kinds of needs, like perhaps substance use, we'll make sure that they get connected to the appropriate substance use facility. If it's what we consider severe and persistent mental health concern, like bipolar disorder, like schizophrenia, those we also refer to the more appropriate agencies. Our big goal is to make sure people get the mental health care they need. So if we know that our counselors aren't going to be the exact right fit for them, we make sure they get to the appropriate resource. So if you're not sure, give us a call, and our staff will work through to make sure that you get connected to the right resource.
Yeah, that's an important thing to underline. If in doubt, give a call.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's as much of our service as anything else. So mm-hmm. Our overarching with everything we do is increasing access to mental health care. Right. So whether it's through our volunteer providers or through another resource in the community that the person wouldn't have known about otherwise, we're increasing that access. So that informs everything. And so, of course, our main goal is to connect people to our volunteer mental health providers. But there's other ways we increase access to care beyond just those connections to the volunteers in our network.
Right, right. Let's talk a little bit about those symptoms,
mm-hmm.
about why somebody would contact you.
Yes,
folks.
Yeah.
I was saying to you before we did the interview that one of the problems in seeking mental health help
mm-hmm.
is that folks don't recognize that they need help.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And that is an issue. And often, the first call to us is sometimes a friend or a family member saying, you know, my brother is experiencing X, Y, and Z. Do you think that your service would be appropriate?
Yeah.
And we talk with the family member, and the way our service works is we do have to hear from the individual first, because we want to, if you're calling on behalf of your brother, it's your brother that's going to be going to the mental health counselor.
And
it's not,
he's got to go.
Yeah, he's got to go. So we need to talk to him and find out what's going on with him. But we do get those kinds of calls from folks saying, you know, on behalf of somebody else. So usually a friend or a family member notices first, brings it up with the person. And so if you, as the listeners, are knowing somebody who you think would benefit from counseling, it's important for you to have those conversations with your loved ones of, oh, there's services available, there's resources, this is free, you know, so that they know that. I think for a lot of people, just knowing that a resource is available can help ease some of that burden they might be feeling.
Yeah, and that there is help
available. Is available.
And that if they are, and usually when folk, not I shouldn't say usually, but often when folks talk about it with their loved ones and they realize that something's been going on and it's not going away.
Yeah.
They're feeling the same way.
Yes.
And it's not going away and nothing helps.
Yep.
That you don't have to feel like that.
Yep. Yeah. Counseling is available. It is effective. It works. And the first step is making that call. Again, our number is 410-825-1001.
Yeah. You mentioned that a good number of your calls or some of your calls come from family members
mm-hmm.
or friends.
Yep.
So I'm sure you urge those folks to call too.
Yep. Yeah. So we tell them, you know, if you could have this is what you could say to your, you know, your friend, your loved one, but they're going to need to call us back. So we help coach them through that of how they can encourage their loved one to call us.
Right. And there's no cost.
There's no cost. That's one of the amazing things about our program is we'll do the intake. The first step is the person calls us on the phone. We ask some questions. We make sure they meet the income qualifications and that they're a good fit for one of our therapists. And at the end of the intake, if they do qualify for to be matched with one of our volunteer therapists, we say, okay, we're going to match you. And the person always says, and how much is it going to cost? And we say, it's free. And they say, okay, but how much is it going to cost? And so often people just cannot believe that the service is available. Right. So then they start to ask, so it's a licensed mental health provider? Let me say yes. It's licensed mental health provider. These are legitimate therapists.
Not off many the back of a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really, it's really amazing to be a part of those calls when we're telling people, yes, this is available to you. Yes, it's free. Yes, it's a licensed mental
health provider. There are some things that are free.
Yes. Yep.
It is a, and that's one of the reasons why I like this organization, because you folks help folks and you don't charge for it.
Yep. We also don't have a waiting list. We've never had a waiting list.
That was my next
question. Yep. Yeah, we do not have a waiting list. So if somebody calls and they're in need and they qualify, we will make sure. Typically, we make the match within just a couple of days to the provider. Uh-huh. And then after they call us and we make that match and say, you know, Mrs. Smith is going to be your mental health provider. We give the client the telephone number and how the provider wants to get in touch. And they work it out just like any other of the private clients of that mental health provider. So
like you're going to the dentist.
Exactly. Like you'd go to the dentist or the doctor, you call, you set up the appointment, and you're just like any of the other clients. So they don't distinguish in how the service is delivered because they're a client through pro bono.
Yeah. And the counseling that is provided is, again, without distinction.
Nope.
In other words, so if you need some kind of drug or some kind of, you know, some further kind of counseling, because I'm sure the first step is an evaluation.
Yep. So the counselors would do an intake and evaluation, find out what's going on. You mentioned medication. That's another one of those that if the person, sometimes people call and they say, you know, I just want antidepressants, I'm not going to do the counseling. If that's the case, we make sure they get, again, an appropriate referral. If they're going to do counseling and the counselor recognizes, oh, they need this medication, because often medication and counseling work best together, we have some resources for that medication so that the person can get the resources for that too. And then there's no limit on the sessions. So the counselor and the individual together, they come up with a case plan. It's all, you know, patient-centered. So they come up together with, you know, how things are going. They check in regularly. And so we as an organization do not say, okay, you get six sessions, you get four sessions, anything like that. Right. The average is 6 to 8 sessions, but we have clients who continue much longer than that.
Yeah. Whatever is in the best interest of the client.
The best interest of the client, exactly.
Let's talk about volunteers.
Oh, sure.
Do you need volunteers?
So there's a few different ways that people can volunteer with us. One is if there's people in the listening audience who are mental health providers. We have folks who are licensed social workers, psychologists, licensed counselors, licensed marriage and family therapists, psychiatrists, psychiatric nurses. If any of those are your specialty and you'd be interested in joining our network, you can go on our website, probonocounseling.org, and sign up to be a volunteer in our network. So that's one way. And then another way is we do have some need right now for office volunteers. We run a pretty tight ship at Pro Bono, so it's just me and three other staff members. And so there's always need for just some help around the office. So if anybody has a few hours a week to spare, we actually, our longtime office volunteer is moving to California. He came in 2 to 3 hours a week, and now he's moving. And so we greatly miss him, and this has created a need for a little help around the office just to fill in those needs. So those are a couple ways. We also take interns. So we have undergraduate interns and graduate level interns in our office. So there's a part of our website that talks about the interns and ways that folks could intern.
Okay. And so folks can find out more information about how to volunteer or how to get part of the project by going to the website or by calling.
By calling or going to the website. And some other ways that I just thought about your listening audience that they might be interested to help are sometimes churches have community health fairs. And so if there's a health fair coming up, we always like to have a table at the health fair. And they can also go on our website to donate.
Wonderful. Lots of different ways to help. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Amy. Could you give us that information one more time about the pro bono counseling?
Sure. It's probonocounseling.org, and the phone number is 410-825-1001. And so we provide free mental health services, and we'd love to hear from your listening audience.
Great. Thank you so much. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guests, Amy Greensfelder, who is Executive Director of the Pro Bono Counseling Project, for being our guest today. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.